What's going on, everybody? Continuing the series on being a nuanced thinker, volume 2. But looking back, I probably, I didn't think about this, but I should have added this into volume 1 if I would have remembered this point, because this is part of the basics. But, one thing that I've really become aware of as well is that wherever you look on the internet, there's all kinds of people attempting to influence you, right? And what I've really become aware of, and I know it sounds kind of weird, but the opinions that you see, and I've talked about this in the last, was it the last one or the episode before this one? But the opinions that you see, especially when they're laced with facts, they can easily make you think something that may not be true, especially if you're not aware of, like, where this information is coming from, which is why, you know, I talk about in volume 1, oh, find out, like, ask yourself, where did this information come from, kind of thing. This is what metacognition is. This is how it works. This is what it's all about. So, somewhat related to these points is a sort of corollary, I suppose, which is that if you, even if you, if you're online or if you're going places or whatever, and you're getting all this stimulation, all this stimulus happening to your mind and your body through all these things that are happening, you have no real time to process any of this shit. And so, what I recommend you do, and this is something that I think should have been added to part 1 if I would remember to do this, but it's a bit too late for that. But what I recommend that you do is to ask yourself, or no, not ask yourself, sorry. Well, you could do that in this moment, in those moments as well, but to stay in silence for a while, like, just stay away from your phone for 30 minutes and just think. And it, you know, like, you don't have to really, like, do anything purposefully, but just let mind wander, and things like this. So that you become more centered and become less influenced by these different opinions and these different people that are trying to influence you with their decisions. And so, I guess the point of why this is so important is because it's helped you to become a little bit less rigid, a little bit less dogmatic. You become a little less influenced by other people because you're able to center yourself in yourself, if that makes any sense. And now you're able to process all this bullshit, all these opinions, because even if you're not doing, even if you're not online, if you're not, even if you're not looking at news and whatever opinions you're seeing online, you're going everywhere. Even if you're going everywhere, you're getting into all this stimulus. It keeps you from yourself, keeps you from what's actually happening in yourself. And so, to become a nuanced thinker, what's almost necessary as well in some ways is to take time, take a chunk of time. Well, it doesn't even have to be a chunk of time, honestly. It could be just like random, like, oh, I'm feeling less, you know, real or whatever it is, right? And just spend like 30 minutes to an hour or less, if it wants to be less, in silence and just think and become aware of what's actually happening in you, becoming more centered in your own conclusions and things like this. And so, yeah, we're going into this deeply, and this is the rabbit hole that we're in with this series of being a nuanced thinker, because it's absolutely fundamentally important. I'm not charging you for any of this, because I don't think this is something that you should charge people for. People, like, get all stuck in this, oh, like, I'm going to charge, like, if you want this information, I'm going to have to charge you, like, $100 or $50. I'm not doing that, because I know that if you can't afford that, for whatever reason, you're going to be unable to really deal with this properly. So this is why I'm doing these episodes. And, you know, I know that they're not super popular, but they're worth doing, I think. It's worth listening to, if only to find within yourself that you disagree for whatever reason, which we can definitely get into, right? But this is what it's all about. We're getting into the nature of how your mind gets controlled by all these opinions, like, that are skewed with facts. Like, the freaky shit about a lot of this is that, like, I don't think people are, like, deliberately lying to you and things like this. Like, people tell you, like, typically what I find is actually the opposite. The story that they tell themselves, like, oh, this election was stolen or whatever it was, they feel justified because they have these quote-unquote facts. They might not actually be facts, but they sound like facts. Like, oh, these things happened here and this thing happened here. That's where a lot of this comes from. And so this is why it's very important to do this. But you already know nobody's going to want to do this. Like, most people are going to not do this because it's easier to not do this than to actually become aware. Like, oh, what am I actually doing? How's my thinking being skewed by this? Because it's harder and it goes against a lot of the shit that you've been taught. And I get that for sure. I've definitely been in that place before. It's easier, but it's not as useful. It's not as helpful for you to do this. So, anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.